The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And today we get to talk to Julia Gourley Donahue from the Krazzle Arts Center. And Julia, it's been a while. How are things going with you at Krazzle?
Hey, Krazzle Arts Center is great. We are very excited to be back open to the public again. Starting last weekend, we are now accepting guests at any time on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and Monday, every single long weekend between the hours of 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. For the past couple of months, we've only been open by appointment, so we are thrilled to open back up with general public hours Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday between 11 and 5. And that, of course, is for the Krazzle Art Center's galleries, where we have changing exhibitions that change out every 5 or 6 weeks. And then also for the Krazzle Art Center's gift shop. And really, if people are tired of working in their home office and they need a new place to land, we've just renovated a space that we're dubbing the Overlook Room. It overlooks our grounds with these big, bright, beautiful windows. And we're inviting people to come in and hang out and use the Krazzle Art Center as a resource if they need a change of scenery other than their living room office.
I love that. So yeah, if you're a creative type and you need that escape, the Krazzle Art Center is perfect for that. Now, obviously, probably some rules and regulations that people need to know about before they go to Krazzle. What can you tell me about that? Or do you have a good resource for finding all that information before I go to the Krazzle?
Sure. Yeah. The website has the information on our COVID expectations. So, and frankly, our schedule and our upcoming class schedule and our exhibitions, the details are all at www.krazl.org. But this is going to be really riveting. You know what we expect of people? They have to wear masks. And they have to stay apart from people that aren't in their families. So we have a maximum number of people permitted in various spaces, but honestly, those are seldom an issue for our general public hours. We do ask people to sign in when they come, just in case we have an incidence of COVID. We wanna be able to let people know that hasn't deemed to be necessary at this point, but we do think it's a good safety protocol to have in our back pocket should it become necessary.
Now, go ahead.
This weekend is pretty exciting. The next Krazzle Art Center exhibition opens on January 30th. So this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we are accepting artwork from the community to place in this exhibition. And the title of the exhibition is Inspired By. So the world is your oyster. If you are creative and you've been making and you've been inspired by something, you can easily become a Krazzle Art Center member. Membership starts at just $45 for an adult individual, and put your artwork in this exhibition. Drop-off is this weekend, the 22nd through the 25th, for the exhibition that opens on January 30th.
That's awesome. I love this idea because, like you said, you're inspired by so many different things, and maybe you may not consider yourself an artist, but maybe in the last year, maybe being at home for a long period of time, or you just found this new creative outlet, it's a cool thing to be able to do this. And so do I need to, if I were the artist that wanted to submit something, you mentioned about being a member, do I need to call ahead of time and say, I've got this art piece, this is what it is, and kind of describe it? Because, you know, there's only so much room in the Krazzle. So if I have something very large or small, do I need to call ahead and kind of say, this is what I'm working with and I may not be a member? What do I do from here?
Yeah, great question. The exhibition is very, very lightly juried. So by and large, we accept just about anything that fits in our front door. That's the criteria. It has to fit in the front door. There is a form on our website. If you know you're going to bring your artwork in, it's helpful if you fill out the form so we know what to expect of your artwork. But you really could bring your artwork in to the Krazzle Art Center and become a member while you drop your artwork off all in one visit. So that is perfectly fine. If you know you're coming, the form is a helpful tool. But if you just want to come and bring your artwork and join on site, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday between 11 and 5, you're welcome to do that, Johnny.
And
I'll look forward to seeing your artwork, Johnny.
Oh, you know, I don't consider myself an artist. I do talk a lot, so I don't know if there, maybe a recording could be the artist. There,
you know, funny you mentioned that. There's actually a sound installation in the galleries right now. So it could happen that you could create a sound installation. I look forward to seeing it. No pressure.
This could be my big break. And now everyone's going to expect to see that at the Krazzle. But some other things that we should know about when it comes to that, what are some other benefits for being a member, not just for this member show, but there are other benefits to being a member of the Krazzle, right?
There are some tangible benefits for our wholesale merchandise in the Krazzle Art Center's gift shop. You receive a discount for the Krazzle Art Center's classes. You receive a discount on registration. The classes for this upcoming term do begin January 25th, and we do have both in-person, very small in-person classes, as well as virtual classes. But truly, you know, the thing about membership is we are a community arts organization. We place public sculptures in the community. We hold public events that are free or low cost. And we do this because we believe that it brings value to the community. So if you are a community member who sees the work of Krazzle Art Center, who sees the benefit of having a culturally rich community, your membership is a way of giving us a high five that says we think what you do is important. Mm-hmm. And truly, it begins at $45 for a single person and $65 for a household for 1 year to become a member. You do get these brand new member-only cards that we send that are really, Johnny, I bet you haven't seen these.
Super I haven't seen these.
Fun new member-only cards that have information on what we're doing and really cool graphics that you may want to color on and engage with and put on your refrigerator. But most importantly, it's a high five to let us know you think the work we're doing is important. And we really do appreciate knowing that we're valued by the community.
Absolutely. And the great work that you guys do. And you mentioned classes. You do have those coming up. What are some of the highlights of some of the classes that you have at Krazzle this semester?
You know, as with everybody, we've done this grand switch to virtual experiences. And this will be our first time we're offering in person again. The Krazzle Art Center has a really popular ceramic program, and that's been one of the classes that's been awesome to see it happen virtually. Mm-hmm. So we have these little young children that are getting clay materials that they take home with them, and they create at home, and their families bring back their ceramic artwork for Krazzle Art Center to fire. Right now, if you walk in Krazzle Art Center, one of our rooms is filled on the first floor, is filled with all of these ceramic objects these kids have made at home, and they're all coming to pick them up. So it's been really exciting to see the success of having studio-based programs that are actually happening from home. But of course, we do offer programs for children as well as adults, and the fundals that we offer are free for the public's use and a way to engage with art as a whole family at home. And we have adult programs as well. So there are many different ways that you can connect with the work of Krazzle Art Center at home or in person. And all of those offerings are listed on our website. We're no longer printing them because the world changes too fast to make that a viable option. But the website changes regularly to reflect the most recent work that we're doing.
Yeah, and if classes fill up, you know, those you can't just simply cross that off on all the sheets of paper. So it makes a lot of sense. Right. And I think Krazzle Arts Center has done a great job. You guys are adapting with so many different things and finding new ways to do things. Like you said, the different virtual classes and being able to do that. Do you see a lot of that continuing when even when you're able to fully reopen to everything and do all that? Are you seeing more new avenues?
Actually, one of the ways that I think has been really valuable to reach extended audiences that we probably would continue are with our not studio classes so much, but virtual tours and virtual conversations with artists.
Yeah.
So every Thursday, we have a noontime experience that is related to exhibitions or the work of Krazzle Art Center that is a video that's posted on our social media platform on Facebook. And those have been really well attended by a group of people that probably would not be able to come into the Krazzle Art Center. And we will have a third Thursday, or I'm sorry, a with a curator after the members exhibition opens. And usually those are attended by our volunteers and our staff, our members and our docents. And in this time, many of those people are not here in St. Joseph and Benton Harbor, but we even have a member who's in Australia right now, and she'll still tune in to our events through our social media platform. So that's been really exciting to see. And we'd love to see people continue to participate in those programs in the years to come.
Yeah, I've had a chance to check out a lot of that stuff, and I love it. It's so great to be able to see the connection with the artists and not have them have to fly maybe halfway across the world in order to do it. They just do it from their own home, and you can watch it in your own home. So, Julia, where can we go to find all of those great things that you talked about? The fact that the member show is coming up and how to get registered for that, but also classes and just everything else that we need to know about Krazzle Arts Center. Where can we find that stuff?
There are two excellent places to stay engaged right now. One is through the Krazzle Art Center's website, which is krazzle.org, K-R-A-S-L. All of our classes, the upcoming exhibition, if you're interested in placing artwork in the show, and even information about the show that's open through this weekend, details of all of that are on our website. The social media, both Instagram and Facebook, are active ways to stay present in the moment. So if you don't follow Krazzle Art Center, you may wish to do that. Additionally, we've been sending out, again, because print information becomes irrelevant quickly, our email messaging to the community has grown significantly and has become a better resource. So if you would like to receive information about Krazzle Art Center directly, you can email us at info1, the number, at krazzle.org, and let us know you'd like to receive our e-newsletters. And those will keep you up to date on what's happening by the moment at Krazzle Art Center.
Wonderful. Well, Julia, thank you so much for all the great work you do at Krazzle. I know you guys are staying very, very busy. So thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.